It's time for another visit to the StoryCorps Project, commemorating the 10th anniversary of Lexington's No Smoking Ordinance. The history-making vote influenced many other counties, cities, and towns to follow Lexington's lead. Northern Kentuckian Denny Nafis has been involved in lobbying for smoking bans in Boone, Kenton, and Campbell counties through an intense letter-writing campaign. He talks about the ups and downs of those efforts with Betsy Janes of the group Smoke Free Kentucky.
My parents, the church they belonged to, sponsored bingo, and it was in Covington, Kentucky. And as a, if you've ever been in a bingo hall, you know it's very smoky. Well, my mom, she worked in the kitchen. My dad walked around on the floor and helped people with their bingo cards. And his head was constantly in the smoke that hung around the low ceiling. He was a non-smoker, and consequently, he died of lung cancer. One day when I was visiting with them, he started spitting up blood. And so I took him to the hospital, and they did a CT scan. And the doctor says, you know, when you have somebody that smokes as much as he has, then you can expect this to happen. And I said, he doesn't smoke. And the doctor said, well, he has smoker's lungs. And that was from 3 days a week at the bingo hall for about maybe 10 years. So that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm wanting to protect other people from the dangers of secondhand smoke.
You really changed my whole perspective on why we do what we do because, you know, initially I was running forward with the Surgeon General's report. But then after hearing from you, it was like, you know, we really need to talk to more people like Denny that have a story to tell and get them involved because legislators don't so much care about what the Surgeon General thinks, but more what their constituents think. So
the group, you know, that was going to the fiscal court meetings, they were staying out the street, holding up signs, you know, honk if you're for, you know, smoke-free air. And so you were always wanting to get people to call your senators and representatives. So I decided, you know what, you can't get people to do that, but I can get people to write letters. And that's what I started doing. You know, we have started a coalition of our own that we call Letters from the People. And then we give those letters to our representatives. I have letters from doctors. I have letters from students. I've received letters throughout the state. I've received letters from California. So, you know, in support of what we're doing.
You know, the first time I read a lot of those letters, I remember laying in bed and crying right before I went to bed because these stories were so terrible. And then you think, how can these folks who obviously have a heart and are good people and make good decisions on other issues, how can they just ignore the stories of real people? I mean, I remember one story where a young girl was pregnant and went to her OB's office and he smoked a pipe in his office and, you know, working with pregnant women on a daily basis. And I know this wasn't a letter, but a story that came out of a guy who lobbied in Frankfurt, non-smoker, got lung cancer. Same situation because he's around secondhand smoke all day, every day at work. And gosh, I just think there's a lot of heartbreaking stories in there that I just can't understand why the fiscal court or the city councils or the state legislature can ignore that.
That's why we need the legislation, is to protect people like this from, you know, from the ravages of secondhand smoke.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to continue the work, even when it's hard. And again, I'll just say that when the going gets tough and when you feel down and when you keep getting no's, I mean, we go into legislators' offices one after another and we just say, oh, sometimes we're just collecting our no's. It's people like you, no kidding, that keep me going back because I'm not just fighting for me. I'm fighting for people so they don't lose their parents, so they don't lose their loved ones, so they themselves don't suffer some disease that's caused by something that's completely preventable. No one has to quit smoking. They just have to go outside where it won't harm anyone. So
it's the easiest preventable medicine there is. Mm.
Smoke-free advocates Denny Nafis and Betsy Janes talking about local, county, and statewide public smoking bans. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing the audio from their grant-funded oral history project. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at this same time here on WUKY.